The title of the sermon is Make It a Great Day or Not, the Choice is Yours. Right? Make it a great day or not, the choice is yours. And remember, you determine, not anybody else. Often we want to blame other people for stuff that's going on. But the real deal is you get to determine what you want your day to look like. Right? So, because God resides inside of you, and he's often telling you all the time about decision-making and choices you're making in life. And he reminds you even in the dark hours. It doesn't care what anybody else say, whether you high in the corner somewhere and you're so out of your mind, he always lets you know, listen, don't take the next hit. It ain't good for you, but you just do it anyway, right? So God is always there telling you to make it a great day or not. The choice is yours. Because he said in Scripture that I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health as your soul prosper. So God's mission is always for us to have a great day. Everybody say, God's will is that we always have a great day. Because he told us that I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what happened in your life. I don't care what the situation or the circumstance is. He says, in everything, give thanks. It's important because it's all working together for your good, right? So when you have a mindset, everything is about the way you see things in life. And when you see things through that lens, understand that God is working through you, for you, and as you. God wants you to be a success. God had no interest in you failing, right? God didn't take time and create you before you was in your mother's womb for you to come here and be a failure. He intended for you to be a success. And he downloaded himself inside of you to make sure you have a successful life, right? So he put his spirit in all of us. Now, I know some of us are super saved, right? And the people that are super saved, those are the ones who think nobody else has a spirit but them, right? And that you have to do a certain thing to get the Holy Spirit. But I'm telling you, God created everything, and we all is a part of him, right? Now, just because I go down the left street and you go down the right, doesn't mean God is not with us, right? I just made a bad choice. Or maybe you made the bad choice. But it doesn't matter. God is with us. And God always, always, always give us good instructions. It does not matter whether you know who he is or not. He always is something built inside of you to let you know the right thing to do. Even if everybody tell you the wrong thing to do, you can be raised in a community or a culture where your mom or your dad tell you to do certain things that when the insurance man come, tell them I'm not at home, you know it's a lie before you even tell it, right? And so God will let you know right now, I don't want to tell that mama, I don't want to tell that man that. Tell him. I'm going to beat you if you don't do it. Tell him, right? But some inside you say, I don't want to do that. Because God let you know, don't do the wrong thing. Because you reflect me in everything you do. Right? You are a reflection of me in your life. He said, now, it's important to understand that. So we think about when we're going through life, we often want to blame people, man, for our shortcomings. I'm always trying to find somebody to blame, man, because I failed. Right? I messed up, so it's your fault. It's really not your fault. It's really my fault because I made some choices. Everybody is the sum total of the choices they made. Or you are sum total of decisions you made. Whatever situation you're in, whatever your circumstance is, I don't care if it's your marriage, I don't care if it's your job, it's because of the choice you made. I tell some couples all the time, you knew he wasn't no good when you married and you just wanted to do it anyway. I tell some guys that you knew what she was before you met her. You met her in the bar, that's what she was. Don't get mad when she go back, right? Now, it's important to understand that because we always know. Right? So we make a choice, and then when things don't go well, we blame other people for the choices we made. Right? So if we have the power of transmutation, right? So if I don't like the way things are going, I have the ability and the power to change the circumstance. Because it's really the way I look at it. Right? And I don't care what you've been through in life, you can come through it. I don't care how bad it is, you can overcome it. You say, well, I don't know, Pastor Duren, you know, you ain't been through what I've been through, but somebody else have, and they came through it. So it doesn't matter how bad your circumstance is, you can come through it. It's a matter of how you decide you want to approach the situation. If you set a glass half empty or half full, but the choice is yours. right? So now I can't blame anybody else. I can't blame my daddy wasn't at home. I can't blame my mama wasn't here, and my mama was on crack, and my daddy was an alcoholic and all that. A whole lot of us got that story, right? And it doesn't matter whether you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian, rich or poor, we got the story. Because there's crack addicts in rich houses, just like poor houses. It doesn't matter. Drugs affect everybody across culture. It doesn't matter. Some people just don't know they have it, so they sneaking by it. Because they got enough money to hide it, but they got the problem, right? And the kids know they got it, and the wife know they got it, and the husband know they got it. But they got the problem. So I just want you to understand something. You get to choose today what I want my day to look like. All right? If I want to be the best version of me, then I determine if I want to be the best version of me. Because here's the beauty of it. God resides in me. God resides in me. You know, if I'm hurt, I'm wounded, things happen in my life. And it's so traumatic, and it hurt to the core. Pastor, you don't understand how bad this hurt. But I still get to choose whether I want it to hurt forever. I can get some help. I can get some therapy. I can get whatever. I can do something about it, but I got to choose to do something about it. Can't nobody else do it for me. I got to make up my mind. I don't like the way I feel. And since I don't like the way I feel, as God has too many resources available for us not to escape the pain. Right? So whatever we're going through, whatever's happening in our life, God has an answer because he works through people. And that's why some of you guys are the answer to someone else's problem. Some other people are going through some things, and God used you to bring them through it. Well, if he used you to be a blessing, Sarita, in somebody else's life, you think he used somebody else to be a blessing in your life? Just like he used you to bless somebody else, he got somebody there waiting to bless you. Right? And we don't want to shut the blessing off, right? And so we have to understand it's up to us whether we're making a great day or not. The choice is yours. It's not anybody else's. Right? So now I am who I am. Right? I am who I want to be. Right? It's my perspective. It's not what you say. I'm not what you say. Just because you say I'm a bum, they don't make me a bum. I only become a bum when I concede that I'm a bum. As long as you call me a bum, I'm not a bum. I'm only a bum when I decide I'm a bum. Right? I'm a star when I say I'm not. You can tell me I'm the greatest ever. I'm all this and all that. If I don't believe it, I'll never be it. It's up to me to make the choice to be all that. And since I was created in God's image and God's likeness, right, and I got his power, I might as well be all I can be. You know, why would I let somebody else who's less than me drag me where they are? I don't want to be in your camp, right? If I'm coming to your camp, I'm coming to lift you up, not for you to pull me down. Because God wants us to be a success. He's excited, right? He's excited. No, if you're an entrepreneur, when you put your product, Chris sent me a picture of a car. It was so beautiful. He had painted. He wanted everybody to see how good he can paint, right? When you're doing good, you want everybody to know. Put your stuff on display. Put God on display. Let people know God is real. You say, I don't know what he looked like. Look at me. That's all you got to say. Just look at me. I'm going to show you what he looked like. He looked like me. He looked like you. Right? So it's up to you if you believe it or not. Because I don't care how beautiful you are. I don't care how beautiful your hair is. I don't care how nice your suit is. If you don't think it, if you don't believe it, you're going to be as ugly can be. You can have a Louis Vuitton driving a Mercedes Benz, driving a Lexus, a BMW, whatever. If you think you're nothing, you won't be nothing. Right? But if I choose to drive a Pinto, y'all, and some of you guys don't know what a Pinto is. That's an old car. You know what I'm saying? You know, if I decide to drive a Colt, I don't know, the little bit of car I got, you know, so a Nissan Altima then, let me say that, right? You know, if I decide to drive a Nissan, it's my Altima. I can fix it up, I can clean it up, and I can. When I get in the car, I think I'm in a Benz, even though I'm in an Altima. Everybody said, man, that ain't nothing but a, what you driving an Altima, think you somebody? I said, man, you don't understand, since you catching the GO bus. right? Go to the next slide, Jay. All right, now, so Joshua was God's man, right? He was God's chosen man. Now, Joshua's old now. Joshua's old, and God had been blessing the children of Israel in the 23rd chapter. And Joshua's about to die, and he's old, right? But then Joshua is telling the children of Israel the story about how God had blessed them, right? And he's trying to get them to understand about a great day, right? So he's trying to tell them that God has blessed you all when you were in Egypt and things was going on and all this here. He said they had worshiped all these other gods. They were making a choice. Hear me out now. They were making a choice to worship other gods. Some of us are making a choice to worship other gods. We're making a choice, man, not to make God the most important thing in our life. So we make our job the most important thing in our life. We make our children, we make our spouses, we make our neighbors, we make a whole lot of things more important. They become the God of our life. Right? And the reason I know it is because we put them before God. We put our faith in them. And if they're not doing right, if they don't do this, my world don't go right. You know, things don't go right if this don't happen. If my husband don't come home right, if this and my kid, everything's about them. But when God is the centerpiece, then you can make your day a great day. So now the children of Israel, God had to remind them, man, through Joshua, how he had brought them out of Egypt. He blessed them to go into Egypt, right? And he had to curse Egypt to get them out of Egypt. And I was telling the group this morning, man, sometimes, man, God blesses us. Ooh, this is going to be good right here, right? Sometimes when we don't have nothing in life and we go down and we say, Lord, won't you bless me? Open up the windows of heaven and put me, we deep in here. I can do all things through Christ. I'm just quoting all the scriptures because I'm poor. You know, I don't hide nothing, Fox, and I'm down on my knuckles, and I'm like, God is good. Don't tell me what God want to do. I'm going to church every Sunday. I'm going to Bible study, Sunday school, everything else, and God mess around and give me a raise and a job. And the same God blessed me is the same one I said, well, look, God, I'm tired right now. I'm making a choice not to give you the same time I was giving you when I didn't have nothing. So now the circumstance changed now as God blesses us. Right, and sometimes when God uses things when we're down to bless us to get up, we get up so high and we forget that the only reason we have what we have is because God blessed us. That's, you know. So then, but we often have a tendency to turn away from God. We ain't talking about no offering. We talking about people literally saying, "Well, I ain't going to church this Sunday." When you used to couldn't make them not go to church. They said, but you don't need to go to church every time. I can just watch him on TV. You didn't say that when you didn't have nothing when you was on your knuckles. Now you got a nice job and you're doing well. And you say, well, I can go to the, yeah, I go, well, I'm gonna take the week off. I just watch him on TV. I stream him. Right? Now remember now, it's a choice. Everybody says it's a choice. I'm making a choice. I'm making a choice. I was talking to my man right here. He said, man, I'm so glad AAU is over. He said, this morning was my son's last day, 8:30 this morning, right? He says, oh, it's a bittersweet moment, right? But it's 11 o'clock, and he said, I'm making a choice that as soon as this game is over, we're going to get in the car, honey, and we got to get to church because I'm making a choice. He could have said, you know what, we're just going to stay over in Grandma, do a little bit of shopping, do whatever we're going to do. He said, no, but I made a choice because God is the God of my life. Maybe only because my son playing is because of God. You know, one of the greatest basketball players, man, put on a pair of shoes. Her name was Juju Watkins, right? And Juju Watkins was playing. She's the number one basketball player in the world, right? And she was so unbelievable, won all the ESPY awards and all this other stuff. And she got ready to play UConn. And everybody, all the world was talking about her. And she just made one wrong move. And the greatest basketball player was sidelined for a whole year. Blew her knee out in a matter of seconds. 1 minute she was on top of the world, the next minute they had a doll sitting on the sideline with a pitcher, a little bobblehead. Now, this is the truth. I'm not making this up. They put her on the sideline. They said, she here with us, so they put a little bobblehead. That's how fast your life could change. So you got to know who you are and whose you are. Because if you don't know who you are and whose you are, one little circumstance can flip your script upside down. But when you know God is God, then you know everything works together for the good, right? So every choice I make, every decision I make is about him. So whatever happened to me is because of him. I don't do anything less as him. He is what I am. He is who I am. He's what I want to be. He's my all in all, right? So I'm making this day a great day. I'm not putting nothing before him. It's challenging because we have children. And you know, our children are our world. It used to be God. Everybody said it used to be. It used to be God, right? There was a time when I wouldn't care what you played. I don't care how good you was. Boy, you going to church Sunday. The coaches wouldn't even have a practice on Sunday. It was almost against the law to do anything on Sunday. They wouldn't even schedule stuff on Wednesday because God was so important. And then people fell in love with money. And when they fell in love, they started scheduling games on Sunday. They started scheduling practice on Wednesday. And they said, well, you know, I just got to practice. And I was coaching basketball, and I realized that my kids were no better if I practiced on Sunday or Monday. Hey, Fox, they still wasn't no good, right? So it didn't matter. You know. Right? And so we think, man, they just got to get this one more day in, right? Realize, like, if they didn't know about in, they ain't going to know about in. But we make those things. Now, listen, this is serious. This is no knock against nobody. But we in a day and time now where literally our children becomes our God. And I know it's challenging, right, because we love our babies. But our babies don't pay our bills. God does. Our babies cost us money. Hey, listen, it costs us to travel with them. We said, man, we ain't got no money. I can't pay my tithe this week, man. I got to pay the entry fee. So either you pay the entry fee or you pay your tithe. I'm paying the entry fee because my son going to UConn or Michigan somewhere, and they ain't going nowhere. I'm going to let you in on a secret. Right? So when you make life, about God, every choice, everything you make, you take about him first. That's why he said in Scripture, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. Because I'm telling you, they will take, listen, I love myself some Arthur Duren III. Jay is my heart. Jay is my heart. He's my AJ the second time. Right? But he'll tell you, he said, Papa, we got a game. Son, I ain't going nowhere on no Sunday. I'm not going to watch a ball bounce unless the service is over. Right? Because in my heart, I just believe I'm putting that ahead of God. I know I am. Ain't no sense in, don't look at it that way. No, I know I'm doing it because in my heart, I know what's right. And I'm making a choice. I know I'm not saying you, I said me. Right? So I have to make a choice. But I also make the choice because I want Arthur to know one day he's going to grow up. And he won't say, well, my pawpaw. When it was time for me to play, and it was so, my pawpaw said I had to catch a ride. Because he wasn't taking me. He going to have some kids one day. And then the world is going to pull on your children, your grandchildren. And they're going to say, come on. We're going to give them a scholarship. It's an opportunity to get a scholarship and all that kind of stuff. But let me give you a secret. If God gave your kid a gift, he'll give your kid a scholarship. You just got to make God the priority and tell the AAU coaches and all the cheerleading coaches that you're not the most important thing. You demanding my kid because you don't have a relationship with God. That's why you demand my kid on Sunday because you don't go to church. And church is my world. I'm picking on AAU people. Now I'm back. I'm back to the real world, right? So now, So here's what Joshua was saying, right? Joshua was telling the children of Israel, listen, God has been good to us, and I'm about to die. He said, now you can keep on serving who you serve. But listen to what he said. So fear the Lord and serve him how? Everybody say wholeheartedly. Because it's all about God. Because God is a spirit. And remember this, if you don't get nothing if you leave here, especially class 1990. Listen, God is a spirit. And I don't care how many books you read, whatever, he's a spirit. And spirit works through people. Right? He says, fear the Lord and serve him with everything inside of you. Make him the priority. He said, put away forever the idols your ancestors worshiped when they lived beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt. Serve the Lord alone. I don't care what everybody else is doing. You serve the Lord. He said, I'm about to leave here now, and God has proven himself to you. Some of you guys, you know I'm telling the truth. Y'all parents, your parents, your grandparents didn't have nothing, and God made something out of nothing. Some of us went to college, and we don't know how we went there because our parents didn't have a pot to pee in or a window to throw it out of. And we ended up going to college for 4 years and finished. And our parents were dirt poor. Well, who did it? They said, you got a scholarship. No, it was God touched the heart of somebody else and said, this baby got to go. And God made a way because he worked on somebody. Because you didn't deserve it. Because another kid deserved it, but they looked over the kid and blessed you. Right? He said, now listen, don't be like the other and start serving and going back and then thinking is this. Remember where your bread got buttered. Remember your resource. Right? It's important. Go to the next slide, Jay. He says, but if you refuse, now you don't have to. He said, but if you refuse to serve the Lord, right, then you choose today whom you will serve. He said, just make a choice. Now, he said, if you don't want to serve God, just make a decision. And some of us have made the decision. Right? I'm talking to people on social media in real time. Now, listen, people on social media, there's no sense in you writing nothing crazy to me because I don't read it. So you can talk crazy. I'm not going to get into nothing on social media. I don't even read it. You have to talk to somebody else. I don't even read it. They come and tell me somebody wrote something. I don't even tell me what they wrote. I don't even want to know it because some people ain't number cowards. They hide behind a pen. They bad behind a computer. So I don't listen to that. That's your opinion, all right? And I got mine. So I ain't saying I'm right, but I got the mic. All right, so here we go. All right, so he says, he says, would you prefer the gods? Watch this here. Would you prefer the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates, or will you be with the gods of the Amorites in whose land now we live? And here's the key. He said, but as for me, but as, everybody say, as for me, I'm going to make a choice today. He said, as for me, listen, in my house, I don't care about nobody else, we will serve the Lord. And this is important, man. I remember when AJ was growing up and him and Nessa was growing up and they was younger and they listened, I didn't care what he did. And AJ's a pretty decent basketball player. Dale was his coach, right? But I didn't care. It didn't matter. That's when I was really nuts. I had kids then. They went to YPWW. They went to Sunday school. They went to church. They went to YPWW. They went to straight talk. They went to Tuesday night service, Friday night service. That's probably why he don't go to church now, right? But listen, they went all the time. Right? I wanted to make sure that God was downloaded. Because there was going to come a time in your life when none of your friends going to be able to help you. Your husband, your wife, your friends, your neighbor, your coach, nobody. You're going to have to get along all by yourself. It's going to be you and the Lord. And he's the only one going to help you because he's going to work on the inside from the inside out. And once he changed the way you think, He'll change the way you behave. It doesn't matter what everybody else do. They can buy you clothes. They can do this here. They can take you out to dinner. But until you change from the inside out, until you get that relationship with God, and it's you and him, that's why I said train up a child in where they should go. When they get old, they won't depart. He said they mean they're not going to go down the road and roll. They're going to go somewhere. But raise your hand if you went to church as a kid. Right now, everybody that raised their hand as a kid, I want you to stand up. I want you to stand up if you went through something and the Lord reminded you of what was right. Yeah. Some of that. Look around, y'all. Everybody, you can sit down now. Everybody, listen. But if you don't download it in them, they can't get it. Right. So if you put it in them, you got to hope. Listen. I went to college. We did some crazy things. I was supposed to be in Alcorn. I was in Texas Southern. Right. So God was great gracing me, man. While I was in Texas, I was supposed to be in Mississippi. It was the prayers of my parents, right? So when people was looking out for you, right, and downloading stuff, they was trusting that we'll get enough God in you that you can make the right choice later on in life. Because if you went to college, don't tell nobody. But when you went to college, woo, Stephanie said, woo, Jesus, right? You know, when we went off to college, y'all know what I'm talking about. There's some things that we did. It's only by the grace of God in the prayers of the saints, right? And we made some choices, right? And so it's important to understand that we download God in them. So that's why he said, ask for me in my house. So Joshua just poured it in them. And the only thing that helps some of us and our children is going to be our relationship with God. And the choices we make is based on what's inside of us. And once we recognize the God inside of us, no devil in hell can stop us. Right? And that's why Joshua was so committed. And he says, I'm leaving off the scene. He said, I'm leaving off the scene, and God is renewing his covenant with you all. But whatever you do, don't depart from God. Young people, listen, I don't care what you listen to on YouTube. I don't care who you listen to on Facebook. See, most of you guys don't vet everybody on Facebook anyway. So some people may say something in a TikTok video, and you think it's the gospel. But you in the world, listen, it's scary because AI is real now. You know, so if you have to watch somebody, it'll be a voiceover. They get your voice, and it's a voiceover. And then there's somebody else talking, you think it's them. So what people are trying to do is trying to influence you to make a decision based on what they want you to believe. So the other person not talking, they just doing a voiceover. And you know it's a voiceover because the is here, and they saying and. But you're so weak spiritually, you believe it. And you call your friends up, and you swear it's the gospel. Right? That's why Joshua said, listen, ask for me in my house. We got to download this thing in us so strong. Right? Give me the next slide. I'm about to get out of here. I want them to come back next week. Right? So I'm going to go through this thing real quick. The blessing of making a great day or not is every day is like your birthday. God give every one of us a brand new day. And this is what he said. This is the day that the Lord has made. Everybody say, this is the day. Not Monday, but Sunday. Today. Today is the day the Lord has made. We will what? Rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in. So God gave us a brand new day, man. He said, listen, you get up in the morning, you got a brand new day. He said, and start your day off on the right path. Yeah. Let this day be the day that you make the right choices. If you're a liar, make the day you're not lying. I'm not lying no more. Yeah. Well, at least half the time. Right? But make it a choice. Make it a choice. If you smoke, let the day be the day that you cut it in half. If you drink, let the day be the day you cut it in half. Let tomorrow be the day you finish it. You don't do it no more, right? So you have to make a choice. So every day is a brand new day. So this is the day. Everybody say, this is the day that the Lord has made. He gave me this day because yesterday is done. I don't care what happened yesterday. You can put it in the sea of forgiveness and to remember it no more. Everybody said, you don't understand, though. No, that's you dealing with something that's done. Anything that happened yesterday is over with. I don't care what you have. They said, well, you got to sign this contract. Did you sign it yesterday? No, it's over. until you sign it. Once you sign it, then it's sealed for that day. It's done. The decision's made, but it's over. Everybody says over. You can't live in the past. Most of us, they say, right now, the anxiety level is going to be so high, mental illness is going to be so real, and it's going to be so high. The reason why is because people worry about things that's done, and they worry about something that has not happened, and they're not living in the moment. And they're not appreciating today. And they won't make today a great day. I can't make the great day if I'm worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. But you don't understand what they did to me yesterday. They took my money yesterday. It was gone. What am I going to do today? I'm going to make a choice today that's going to affect my life for the rest of my life. Because I am the movie director. I'm the author of the story. I'm the leading actor. So if I'm the leading actor in the movie, I'm the writer of the movie, I'm the producer of the play. If I don't like it, I can change the actor or the actress. Or I can rewrite the script. So I can change my circumstance. I have the ability and the power to do it. That's God inside of me working. But I got to know the day is the day that I have to do it. I can't do it tomorrow. Don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today. What happened yesterday is done. Go to the next slide real quick so I can get out of here. All right. Now watch this here. Here's the perspective. Be not conformed to this world. Everybody say, don't be conformed to this world. Don't copy what everybody else is doing. You follow the Lord. Make a decision to live for God. Raise your hand if you got a boyfriend. Not really. I mean, well, y'all don't call it, but y'all too old to have boyfriends. You have a friend. Or a wife, or a girlfriend, whatever. Right? Whatever you got, right? Hey, listen, I'm serious. Make the decision today. Listen to me, I'm serious. I'm not playing about this, I'm serious. Make the decision today that person is going to be the best person in your life. You got to look at them differently. If you look at them different, you'll treat them different. If you think they're a bunch of garbage, leave them and find somebody else. Because if you don't think they're nothing, they're never going to be nothing to you. If you think they're crap and they're a bunch of bull crap, they're going to always be crap and a bunch of bull crap. So you better leave them. Don't stick around. Because your mind, you're going to make a choice. Every decision you're going to make, it's going to be based on that. Unless you change your perspective. In the world, you can't talk to your friends because a lot of them are not saved. So they're going to tell you to do this and do that and do this. I'm telling you, follow the Lord. He told us to love. Right? But you don't understand what they did to me. Well, then find somebody else. If you don't think they're treating you right, then why are you in something that's terrible? Why are you making a choice to be miserable? Right? Now, this is important. I know some of you, I'm going to get in trouble, right? I'm not saying leave your husband or wife or anything like that. I'm saying look at them different and start treating them different. Because you may be treating them the way you are. You may be the fool. You may be treating them based on what's downloaded inside of you. So here's what I told my wife. I said, I got to check me, not her. Because I think I might be the problem with me. She's not the problem in my life. I don't care what she do. I'm the problem in me. Remember that. So if I'm treating her wrong or whatever, I got to see what I'm doing. Why am I looking at her that way? So if I'm looking at her that way, it's got to be something going on inside of me. So if I look at me, then I fix her. I'm going to fix her because I'm going to treat her different. I'm going to make a choice to do it. It's your perspective. Don't follow the world, follow God. And God is about loving people. And don't think you're better than anybody else, because all of us are broken. All of us got something wrong with us. When I point the finger at you, man, three of them is pointing back at me. You know, I can say, well, you know, I don't think he no good. I just think he need to get it together. Somebody else saying about me, you know, he need to get it together. Somebody feel about you the same way you feel about somebody else. Right? So if I want to change that, then I got to change the way I treat other people. Because what I sow is what I'm going to reap. So is the way everybody say the way I think is the way I'm going to be. All right, go to the next slide real quick. Let me get out of here. I'm done, done. Dear brothers and sisters, when trouble, watch this here. Joy in the midst of your trial. Dear brothers and sisters, when trouble of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for what? It's a decision. Everybody says it's a decision. I got to make it a choice to make it a great day. Now, I got to make it a choice. I got to determine that, not you. If I don't determine it, it won't be. I have to do it. It's an inside job. We keep blaming everybody else. Blame you. When you have a trial and a circumstance come into your life, listen, you can count it all joy if you want, because I can change it. I have the power of transmutation. You can make me mad as you can do anything. Now, you can do, well, you do something to Ardina. I don't know if I can transmute. But anyway, I'm going to work on it, right? But, you know, if somebody do something to Ardina, I get to determine whether how I want to handle the situation. It's always going to ride in my hand. She said, that's my wife. I kill her, somebody over here. That's because I made a decision to kill her. I just got to give her the account number when she sends me some money in prison. Because I made a choice, right? I kill for mine. Okay, then I go to jail for them too. It's all a choice. Right? Life is about choice. So when a trial come in your life and something come in your life, how you handle the trial. And trials come in many different ways. That's why he said count them joy. Because they really come to make you who you are. God bring things in your life. And I'm done. I'm really done. This is it. So y'all can stand to your feet on this one, right? Remember that most of us in life are fighting our way through something. Right? As we fight our way in something or through something, remember everything we think matters in how we behave. Every decision we make is going to impact our life. It's going to start with the way we think. And then it's going to move from the way we think to the way we behave. And we can't blame our mama. Everybody says genetics. Right? Here's the problem with genetics. Right? You can change it. Your vibration, your energy, you can change it. You can change anything with the way you think. Some of us were fools when we was younger. And we turned out to be all right. They told our mama we were going to end up dead or in jail. But we're not dead because we're here. And some of us never went to jail. Because we changed. Who changed us? God. Well, where is he? In me. So I want to leave you guys with this. Make it a great day or not, the choice is yours. The quote of the day is, maturity happens when your mirrors turn into windows. Remember that. Maturity is when your mirrors turn into windows. You start to look at yourself so much, then you start to see the beauty in other people. And now I get to see things differently. Only when I see them different are they different. And I quit thinking everything's about me when it's about the world. And we get to change the world. Everybody stand to your feet, give the Lord a hand clap. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you so very much. Give me some soft music, Jay, Nari. Little Heavenly Father, we ask you, you know about each one of us because you downloaded yourself inside of us. Let us recognize you in us. And let us recognize and pay attention to the decision we make and the choices we make. Lord, we can be happy or sad. The decision rides with us. We get to make that decision. The more we lean into you, Lord, the greater we are. So we ask you, Lord, to give us an insight on you. Let us have a great relationship with you so we can see the world the way you see the world. And we see people the way you see people. Let every decision we make, every choice we make, be reflective of you. We love you so much. And Lord, we want to offer you to each one of them and let you be the Lord of their life. So I'm asking you, Lord, to come into their hearts, come into their minds, and let the day be their birthday, the day their life was transformed. Their life would never be the same because they came in contact with you. We love you so much. And as we leave this place, we never, ever, ever, ever want to leave your presence. And we want to always be aware of your presence. And every time we make a decision, let them hear my voice saying that you're there with them. I love you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you would like prayer, the altar is open for you. If you would like prayer.